I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 4,900 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa steady in a light test. Trade slow to moderate with good demand. Demand remains excellent for feeder hay for immediate shipment and payment. Road conditions have improved this week. Retail and feed store hay not tested this week. Alfalfa in the mid-square bales, premium export quality, sold from $120 per ton. Utility feeder hay that was tarped sold from $75 a ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was slow with very good demand as supplies are in firm hands. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated premium to supreme, tarped, sold for $125 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is with the retail stable hay market. In Central Oregon, large square bales of alfalfa rated fair to good sold between $125 to $130 per ton. Small bales of orchard grass rated premium for the retail stable market sold between $235 to $250 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold between $180 to $210 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $130 per ton. In Klamath Basin, mid-squares of premium alfalfa sold for $170 per ton. There were no new sales confirmed in Harney County. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.